God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 2, Day 6. Today is a chance to do things a bit differently. Instead of just reading through the scripture and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us, we are also going to imagine ourselves as part of the story. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. In a moment, we are going to read the verses we've been reflecting on this week. As you listen, close your eyes and imagine you are one of the two disciples who saw Jesus and heard John say, "Look, the Lamb of God." What's around you? What's the temperature like? What do you hear and see?
John chapter 1:35-42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter.
How did you feel when Jesus spoke to you, and what was it like to spend a day with him? What questions did you ask, and what answers did he give? Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. God, as I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.